I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Open Line Thursday, everybody. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you're watching on the TV or on your phone, we're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. You got another three-man Junks show taking you through early August. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please give a follow if you're not already. Eric Bickle is vacationing in the Outer Banks, I believe. He will not be joining us. Jason Bishop, though, is here.
Happy birthday to my daughter. Ava is 19 today.
Happy birthday, Ava.
Happy 19th birthday. Hope it's a good one.
It's just going by so quick.
Birthday plans? Dining out, perhaps, for dinner?
I'm not sure yet. We'll have to figure that one out during the day.
For the Bishop family, it's probably Taco Thursday. They love their taco days. Well, Taco Tuesday,
oh,
Taco
I'd have them
Monday.
Every day if I could.
Taco Wednesday.
Tacos are delicious. I don't know why you'd limit to just one day of the week.
Yeah,
do it Tuesday and Thursday.
I'm sure she's going to want a bunch of her friends to come out to dinner. I'll probably spend a boatload of money.
Very good. Very good. John Paul
Birthday's
Flame
just
is here.
Costing more and more money every year.
That's the way it works. JP Flame, John Paul Flame,
I am
here.
You know what I've done the last two nights?
What you've done the last two nights?
I've gone to a sponsor.
Okay, you've gone to a sponsor, yes.
Who used to bring us free food.
Oh, I know exactly where you've gone because I believe I went there two or three days ago. Not to the same one. You went to Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
That I did.
This is correct?
Yes.
I nailed it?
I get the Island Green. That's my go-to smoothie. The other day, I just got the Island Green smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I got the Island Green smoothie with the Santa Fe quesadillas.
Well, that sounds like a delicious combination. My son's favorite.
You know what? I got home a little bit later,
yeah,
and my wife had already had dinner, and I said, are there any leftovers?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no. Right. I said, all right, I'll be right back.
Right, of course. My son is, he's kind of like me. He's not a big fan of the Nanners, certainly not in his smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe puts a lot of their smoothies have bananas in them. It's just the way it is. He likes the Limey Blimey because that does not have bananas in the mix.
I believe that's on the kids' menu.
Oh, I think it's on the regular menu.
Really?
Straight up regular
menu. I'm trying
menu.
To think because the kids' menu has just three smoothies,
delicious,
and they have less ingredients. Now, so that's why I was guessing it's,
you know what,
on the kids' menu.
Here is my life's mission today, and if I accomplish it, I will hook up the boys behind the glass. First of all, hello, Matt Valdez.
Morning, Cakes.
Good morning to you, and Drab T-shirt.
I'm curious what Cakes is going to say. Here's you got my
what,
attention.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to, after the show is done, quickly, because I'm working on 3 hours sleep because a nap is paramount. I mean, I just must get a nap at some point. But before that, before I leave, I will waltz across to the other side of the building and go into Sam Weiner's office and shake him down for some Trop Smoothie Cafe gift cards because I believe that is his client here at Audis.
Does he have, so you know he's got gift cards?
I don't know that he does, but I am going to go find out if he does.
Will you be benevolent if you find out that he has some and spread them out?
I'll be like Robin Hood with gift cards.
Okay.
And I'll just come and just start just tossing them around to everybody in the studios if I get them. But that will be my mission post show today.
I'll go there for lunch today, 100%.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
If you hook me.
All it is good. And
now I won't go and spend the money. I won't go and pay.
Right.
But if you have a gift card,
yeah,
yes,
and then
I'll
of
go.
Course you will. You'll certainly do that.
Yeah. Can't afford the $9.
No, Something tells me you can, but it would be nice. To...
No, not after tonight with the dinner coming with the daughter and her
right.
four or five friends. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pricey.
Yeah.
You watch.
These things happen. What can you do?
Hopefully she just says, you know what? Let's just have dinner at the house. I don't expect that.
What's the likelihood?
2%.
I mean, if you ask any kid that's like 15 to 20, if they would rather go out to eat or have something
homemade. Oh, I know what the answer is going to be. I'm just grasping.
It's always going to be, let's go out to dinner.
Correct.
Let's go grab something out for the most part.
So Casey didn't have to get up at 4 this morning.
He
got up at 5.
I got up at 4:47 or 4:48.
Because he was at the hotel at MGM because Cake's Classic last night. First Wednesday of the month. And he won $4,426. And he flopped a set of nines.
First of all, these are just bold-faced lies coming from Jason Bishop.
It sounds like if you only have 3 hours of sleep, which you said before, that you probably did win some money.
Wow, 3 hours.
I did win some money. I did not win $4,400. I came in 13th place in the Cakes Classic.
Nice.
15 were paid. And I won about $570, and I scooped two $50 bounties. By my bad radio math, that's around $670-ish dollars.
Nicely
jealous.
Done.
Then I had to tip out the dealers, do that whole thing. So I probably walk out with about $600, $625.
Well,
throw it on the poker
The valet
pile.
Drivers at home are going to be happy today.
They will be happy today. That's true. Because they're going to, you know what, though? My newfound bounty does not equate into a larger tip for them.
Well, you might throw them an extra few bucks.
Maybe.
Okay.
I was feeling a little sassy, I think, 2 days ago where I did, this is just laziness. I didn't feel like getting a smaller bill, so I hooked up the guy in the afternoon with just a $5 instead of the standard $3. I didn't really nub him. I could have, but I didn't.
That's two in a row for you, though.
Two in a row cashing, yes. That's
good.
That's
job.
Solid.
So you got to bed at 1 a.m.
No, I got to bed at about 1:48 a.m.
So there are probably a lot of players.
104.
Very nice.
In the field.
That's a big number.
It's been a big number like the last, I want to say, 5 or 6 months. And it's just a little tiny sneak preview of a little over a month from now mm-hmm. when the Junkies Poker Open returns to MGM National Harbor after too long of an absence. Because the field for that event, I'm just guessing, I'm spitballing here, is going to be roughly 7 to 8 times the size of the field last night.
I think that's safe to say. We had 751 last time. JPO 2022 presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. It is September 9th, Friday. We're going to get together on Thursday night. We will give you more details as we get closer. We're going to do the show on Friday morning. All the shows from the station are going to be broadcasting from MGM National Harbor. And then right after our show, about 10 a.m., we head inside the MGM Grand Ballroom. We have the poker tournament. Somebody's going to win a lot of cash. Maybe it'll be Cakes. I mean, Cakes, you're gaining experience. Every time you play, you gain experience.
Yeah, but
he plays a lot.
I play a decent amount, but tournament poker is very fickle. Like,
I understand that.
I went for like a year plus without cashing in my own event. Mm-hmm. Now I've cashed in back-to-back events, so that's great. But I don't take it for granted and just feel like, well, now I'm just going to cash every time.
And not just that, but I mean, if we're going to have 900 people, it's going to be very difficult to cash.
That is going to be
tough. You got to get lucky, and you got to play really smart. And
this is correct.
You got to last all day into the night.
I had just somewhat of an epiphany, and it was regarding tennis, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
In poker. So both of those things, poker and tennis, I play rather sporadically, mm-hmm. let's say.
Infrequently.
In tennis, I have played this summer 6, maybe 7 times. I've played a couple times with our pal Mikey.
You're playing a lot more golf than tennis.
Yeah, I play weekly golf. I don't play weekly tennis.
Although today golf would be just Miz. And Valdez is going to be Miz with 98 degrees.
He's going to be lay Miz today?
Well, look at him. He's definitely playing.
Yeah, right in the heat of it, too.
Ooh, heat index going to be about 104.
Have
I'm sorry.
Fun.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So I play tennis sporadically, maybe 7 or 8 times this summer, and poker even more sporadic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would expect to do well. Like, in tennis, I play guys who play either daily or at least weekly.
You should never expect to do
way
well.
Way more frequently than I.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why do I expect to do well?
Here's what you should expect.
You don't expect to do well.
And then in poker, I usually start off strong because I think I'm actually decent at it, and I'll play aggressively.
You don't have the patience.
But over time, the experienced player knows how to maximize pots better. They know how to bleed you out of your chips.
And also the patience.
Steal some blinds.
You got to have patience.
Yeah. And the patience.
And I just don't have it.
Oh, I have.
I know you do.
I've got it.
Cakes has the patience. Remember when we had that trip to Aruba on the line? It was at, not MGM National Harbor, it was over at Maryland Live where we did this tournament almost a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had a massive chip lead early on, and all I had to do was outlast the other junks. You bounced out.
Survival.
EB bounced out. And Cakes was down to like the nubs, but he kind of hung in there, and I just remained aggressive and
he
lost a couple of hands.
When I looked at JP's stack, I was like, well, he's clearly going to Aruba. Like, I mean, it's a lock, but he frittered it away. He just let it all go up in smoke.
Yep. It was bye-bye.
Couldn't believe it happened.
See, that's why I like to play blackjack, because I like the instant gratification. And when you can sit at a table for one shoe, and a hot shoe will give you a couple thousand bucks. I can't sit at a poker table or tables if you're moving, bouncing around for hours and win, you know, $38.
When I was done and heading back to the hotel room at roughly 2 a.m., like 4 hours ago.
I can't believe that.
I came down the escalator from the poker room to the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at 2 a.m. on what is a Thursday morning.
D-Gen
Place
City.
Is packed with degenerates. Yep. I mean, every blackjack table is filled. The craps tables are filled. The baccarat pit is hopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 10 o'clock on a Saturday night on a weekend. It's 2 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
Right.
And all people want to do is get their gamble on.
Yep.
It's all they want
to do. Well, just wait until this weekend.
It's all they care about.
Yeah.
It's all they care about. And that's what we'll be doing when we're at MGM National Harbor the night before Junkies Poker Open. Table games, betting on the NFL game that'll be played that night.
Mm-hmm.
Rams hosting the Bills. I mean, that's a massive NFL opener.
Awesome opener.
It's going to be fantastic. So, yeah, looking forward to JPO.
Well, that's a good turnout, bro.
Not that far away.
104 people. That's really nice. I don't know if that's a record for
Cakes
Classic.
It's not a record,
Classic.
But it's solid. Yeah. Anytime you get in triple digits, solid.
Yeah.
On a rando Wednesday night.
I'm sure they're very happy.
See, I am a believer in expectations affect outcomes. So, going back to my point, I have the expectations to do just well enough to not win any money.
Sure.
Which is what happened at the Cakes Classic that I played in, which was roughly 100 players. I played all the way until 1 a.m., and I finished just outside the money. So Cakes finished 13 out of 15. I think that night it was about the same amount of people that cashed, and I finished in 18.
Now, will both the members of BitSeason play in the JPO?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Will the producers get the free roll as well?
I think they should.
They should
absolutely.
Did you get it the last time in 2019?
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. I don't think we did.
Did you guys play?
I don't think I played.
Okay.
I've never played in JPO.
You guys should get
free. Well, if you get the free roll, you should play.
You should get free rolled, and they should have bounties on their heads too.
Sure.
So people can come after them.
Did you buy back in Cakes?
Last night I did not. I went with my original
clean sheet.
I had a clean sheet last night, correct. I was hovering. I knitted my way into the cash. I don't know how I got there. I just got lucky. I had a guy to my left who had the second biggest chip stack at the table, and he lit it on fire like late. I said, well, this is my opportunity. I'm going to fall backwards into the cash somehow. And I did.
And where was dinner last night?
Voltaggio Brothers.
Voltaggio.
With my wife, and it was fantastic.
The wifey came out. She spent the night with you?
Yeah, she's still sleeping in MGM National Harbor.
Very nice.
She's still snoozing in the bed.
Good. Taking advantage of it, because she'll be back in school in a couple weeks.
She goes back to school. Now, the kids are not in class yet, but she goes back to school on her hero's birthday, August 19th. I mean, that's
early.
That's 2 weeks from now.
Man, that's early.
And you guys are going to be empty nesters now. Now, your kids are all at Maryland, so
correct.
It's closed. They're back and forth all the time. Yep. You have 100 cars in your driveway.
We do, yeah. So I think they're going to take one of the cars and keep it on campus. So if they need to come home, they can just hop in the car.
She'll have a freshman and, I believe, a junior at University of Maryland.
Correct.
And, of course, Kurt at University of Maryland in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Medical school.
Correct. Into year three. Yeah.
He keeps them close by.
I do.
Yeah. Nice. That in-state tuition is in-state definitely a plus.
It definitely helps your pals. Bottom line.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I would almost bet my life that Dylan will not go to University of Maryland.
Mm.
Just because he's already talking about Syracuse and other schools like that.
Because he wants to get in the media.
Does he want to go
just right now?
Is he interested in maybe like an SEC school, big yes. football school?
Yes, because he's a college football fan.
Right. Right.
I'm not saying it's really the Syracuse. Yes, most of it is not educational based.
Right, of course not.
Right. No, it doesn't matter. Just
right.
You want to go and have fun.
It's this. Right. Do they have a good basketball and football team that I'd like to go support? It's probably a lot of it.
Yeah.
Although he wears Maryland gear all the time.
Yeah, go Terps.
So maybe he's got a shot.
I like it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You can always kind of coerce him into it.
By the way, the Junks are. We're always in need of new Terps gear. If anybody listening,
you're
over the
one that saw Locks and Dustin and all those guys.
Yeah, but like,
put in a word.
I can't ask my friend Mike Locksley, the head coach of the Terps. I can't ask him for fresh new Under Armour gear.
I understand, but you were right there with one of the right-hand man.
I know, but I feel bad asking Dustin. I like just putting it out there into the universe and just hopefully something happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just ask somebody directly. I feel kind of nubs doing that. I feel less nubs doing it this way.
Well, it's
but it's also less likely to net a return.
It's
getting to be that time where Coach Locks comes on the show to talk about the season.
Absolutely.
So we should probably get into that next week.
Their opener against Buffalo, I think, is on August 30th.
They're playing the Buffalo?
They're playing the Buffalo, yes. They're playing the
Who said that? J.D. McKissick?
J.D. McKissick, yeah. He said, I was going to be a Buffalo, but now I'm back with Washington.
No, their opener is September 3rd.
Oh, it's September 3rd. Okay. Yeah. Got my dates wrong.
It's the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Get ready for the Power 5 pool cakes.
Oh, he hasn't responded to that yet.
He's up dancing. I didn't respond, but I'm going to do it. So there you go. Well, do I have to pay up front?
No,
pay at the end of the year, right?
I know where you live.
You don't pay up front. Never pay up front.
Win that blicky.
Strong.
I'd like it up front, but you don't have to pay
I like
up
your
front.
Confidence.
Now, all the other Donkey Kongs, they got to pay up front.
All right, when we come back, we will get into Juan Soto's debut
that was
in
crazy.
San Diego.
Oh, man, that was unbelievable.
Apparently, it was electric. There was a packed house at Petco Park. So we'll get into Soto's debut with the Padres next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Juan Soto makes his debut with the San Diego Padres last night.
I got to tell you, it was just thinking about him being in a Padres uniform even before the game started. It was just surreal for me, just as a baseball fan. It was surreal. And then when I finally saw the highlights this morning, I didn't see any of the game last night. It started at 10. But it was just surreal to see him in Petco. And it was just electric.
Well, I saw some pictures.
Unbelievable.
Our pal Jabby,
yeah,
who called in yesterday and happens to be out in San Diego.
Right.
He sent us some pictures, and there was a huge line before the game. You could tell there was some serious buzz.
He sent me the same picture, and he captioned it, "Small market numbers. I'm sure Natstown is this size 2 hours before first pitch." And my response was, none, because it just doesn't really affect me that Juan Soto is now in San Diego.
Yeah, you just don't care.
He's got all the glee about Soto now being in San Diego and him bolting Washington.
Well, if you think about Soto, I know, I'm sure, you know, he only knew Washington. He spent his whole career here, short career. And now that he's in San Diego and he saw that crowd.
Right.
And he's going to be playing in huge games the rest of the year, and he's going to go to the postseason and with a chance to win a World Series. And the weather is unbelievable. He's not going to play home games in 104-degree index. He's going to be really happy, and he's going to put up numbers because the lineup will protect him.
Once, he's got Machado hitting behind him right now.
Right, who hit a bomb last night. And once he gets Tatis, and they got Bell, and they got Cronenworth, they got a lineup. And they've won five straight, and they're hot. But he's just going to be a happier person playing in San Diego versus playing in front of 200 people.
Our pal Grant Paulson from 106.7 The Fan, from Grant and Danny, he tweeted last night, "Juan Soto got a standing ovation when he took his spot in right field for the top of the first. We'll get a louder one when he bats in a moment. San Diego sold out Petco Park tonight for his debut. Place is electric."
They had him batting second.
Correct.
And this may be an unpopular opinion. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it is or not, but I'm going to put it out there. The Padres uniforms are heinous and gross. I'm sorry. Their combination of brown and gold is terrible. It might be one of the worst in all of sports,
pro or
college.
It's unique. I think it's better than their navy and light blue that they had that was run-of-the-mill. Okay, every team has that.
It's unique, but it's... I mean, it's brown.
I mean, Drabby wanted to stay up and watch at least the start of the game because he wanted to see Soto and the reaction. But
right.
I don't know if you were watching MLB Network or whatever you were watching. They didn't show it.
No, they were showing Dodgers Giants.
Yeah.
Kind of Rick.
Surprised they didn't kind of swerve and go to just for the first at bat in San
Surprising.
Diego.
I don't remember if he had a walk his first at bat. I did notice.
He had a walk his first
at
bat.
He had two walks, which... The whole rap here was nobody pitches to him.
Right.
He walks all the time. That may be part of the equation, but part of Juan Soto's greatness is he doesn't chase pitches.
Sure.
Correct.
So he gets on base all the time. So he had two walks and a hit, I believe.
He had a single.
So he's on base three times.
Do you have the reaction after the single? Do we have that audio?
I'll grab it in a second. Okay. I have another one where they're chanting his name.
All right, let's get that one in there.
Brad Pickett so sliced in Moneyball about guys just getting on base. He doesn't care how it happens. If you walk, that's just as good as a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Just get on base.
Well, love it.
He does have a great name for a chant. Two syllables, very short and sweet.
My buddy named his dog after Soto.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And it's not Juan.
Was he salt? Did he cry when he got traded?
He wasn't happy.
Well, Valdez did the same dumb mistake.
Manny.
Yeah, you can kind of get away with it, man. With Manny.
It's not Soto.
He didn't name him Machado.
Like some people actually name their dogs Manny, not after Manny Machado. Like that kind of makes
sense. It's just surreal to watch him come out into right field at Petco before the game, top of the first. I mean, there's just crazy energy out there.
Was Nats Park ever like that for a regular season game?
I think so during the World Series run.
Yeah, probably during those big
games.
Remember
Baby Shark and crowd was going nuts during that time.
Remember some of Max's electric performances on the mound? Yeah, I'm sure the park looked like that.
I don't know, but Drabby, I'm sure there was, but it was just surreal for me as a baseball fan, because I'm a baseball fan. Cakes hates baseball. I love it.
No.
I don't hate
baseball.
Yeah, you just don't care.
Ambivalent. He doesn't care.
You just don't care. It was just surreal.
Well, it's just because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
It was like, a lot of times, you know, players change teams in the offseason. You got Bryce goes to the Phillies. You got months build up for it. Mm-hmm. This happened overnight. He's in San Diego the next day.
I mean, I was shocked at seeing some of those crowd shots of people coming into Petco. They already had Soto Padres jerseys.
Well, of course. They're going to sell a billion of those.
Less than 24 hours.
They're going to sell a billion.
Well, Cakes, as you said, it is a small town.
Yeah.
So... And how many other professional franchises do they have in terms of the big four sports?
Look at Cakes. This is how many they have outside
Zero.
Of the pods.
Yes.
Zero.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing.
So he's the only jersey in town that they would want now.
The pods are the only game in town.
They already have their Tatis jerseys.
Right.
They already have their Machado jerseys.
Have fun.
Now they're adding this one.
Have fun dropping $150 on a replica ugly Padres.
Brandon
jersey.
Drury hit a home run.
Drury, who they got from the Reds.
He's a new addition.
Yep.
They loaded up. They added Hader as well.
Hader, Drury.
They loaded
Bell,
up for the postseason.
Soto.
They're all in. Cakes is now so committed to this bit. The last two cities he's attacked are San Diego and Miami.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Wait a second. When was I attacking
Miami?
During
we played the Panthers.
Florida.
Oh, back up.
Or Sunrise.
Pump the brakes. They're not even in Miami.
Okay.
All right, suburb of Miami.
Suburb.
It's probably 30 minutes outside of
Miami. And again.
I'm sure those people are worried about what some guy from Washington, D.C. thinks of their city.
He's not even from D.C. He's from Olney.
They don't care.
I'm from Bowie, originally. Okay, let's back up again. The Panthers, still losers last time I checked. So I'm still correct on that. And San Diego... Beautiful place. Somebody was like, Cakes, you're the only person on the planet attack San Diego. 70 degree weather, 340 days out of the year, mountains, beaches.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love California. I'm a Cali guy.
You'd like to go visit. You just wouldn't want to live there.
I'm just pointing out the fact that you're kind of a nub sports town because you have one team. And I know some of that's out of your control. The Chargers left for greener pastures and more money and a better stadium. I get it, but I'm sorry. I turn my nose up at towns with just one team. Sorry. I just do. That's what San Diego is to me. You're a one-team town.
It's funny. He attacks cities that just have one franchise.
Yeah.
It takes a big Minneapolis guy.
Yeah, kind of weird. Right.
I have more respect for
he's got more respect for Detroit than San Diego.
Yeah, because they're big enough to support multiple teams.
You would rather live in Detroit?
No, I'm not saying I'd rather
you
live
just respect
there.
The city.
You know what? I also, I kind of disrespect.
You know what Detroit is? It's a big pile of dirt. That's what Detroit is.
I also kind of disrespect Buffalo. You got the Bills and you got a Nubs hockey team. You got two. It's kind of Nubs.
Kicks is out there, isn't he? I don't know.
I approach life.
We've got four teams. Yeah. But we have one terrible baseball team right now.
Understood.
In a rebuild. We have one mediocre hockey team. Let's be real. They let everybody into the playoffs. They're mediocre at this point. They get bounced in the first round.
All right, but they got a cup in the last five.
They won a Stanley Cup. Please, all of you jumping on the bandwagon Padres fans, show me your trophy case. Show me your World Series rings.
You tell Bickle that when he comes back.
Please show me your rings. I want to see.
I understand, but the current state of DC sports is pretty bad.
I'm not worried about the current state.
Commanders.
I'm talking about history.
Less than mediocre.
Now I'm going back to nostalgia and history.
Less than mediocre. Caps.
Understood.
Kind of mediocre. If you want to say a little bit better than mediocre because they make the playoffs, okay.
JP, I'm not bragging about the current state of the teams. I'm talking about the prestige that comes along with having a major sport, having a team in every major sport in your town. San Diego just doesn't measure up.
He's not going to get off that stance.
That's all there is to it.
He's not going to.
I need a Cakes list of five the top five. Yeah, the top five cities you disrespect.
I can work on that.
Well, San Antonio.
Oh yeah, I would be one. I would disrespect that. The Spurs are really good. They had a really good run, but
right, San Antonio. That's all San Diego had, obviously won.
Portland.
You know what San Antonio has? I kind of disrespect Portland. Here's what San Antonio has: the Spurs,
Riverwalk,
the Riverwalk, which is terrible.
The Alamo,
which is these one of the single worst attractions I've ever seen in what is purported to be a major city.
Tex-Mex
is great, but I can get that almost anywhere. I can get Tex-Mex in Ashburn.
That's right.
I can get that anywhere.
Yeah, but you're in Texas and close to Mexico.
I had Tex-Mex when I visited San Antonio.
That is a city I'll never go to. I'll never go to San Antonio.
I only went because my daughter had a gymnastics competition. It's the only reason I ever would visit. But anyway, I'll come up with your list for you at some point.
So anyway, getting back to the pods, Cakes doesn't care, but it's going to be interesting to see. Now, it kind of sucks that they're playing out in the West Coast, and if you're a baseball fan, you want to see Soto play in big games. For the most part, those games are going to be at 10 o'clock.
Right. We'll just wait till the playoffs.
But the playoffs
Because in the playoffs, you're going to see Max Scherzer shining for the Mets.
Yep.
You're going to see Trey shining for the Dodgers, and you'll see Soto with the Padres.
And they're all the Padres.
Hold on. The Padres got to make the playoffs first.
That's true. I think they got about an 87% chance of making it. Yeah. This will be interesting. If the Padres stick to that, if they stay with that number two wild card and they've got to go play on the road against, let's say, the Braves or the Mets, and they got to face DeGrom and Max in games one and two.
And it's bye-bye, back to San Diego.
There's a lot of pressure on the Padres. We talked about it.
Not necessarily with that lineup, Cakes.
It's just going to be interesting.
Now I feel like I'm forced to root against the San Diego Padres.
Oh, you 100% are.
But that requires like effort on my part. I don't care about the Padres. I just don't.
No, your effort will
be... But you know what? Rooting against the Padres... Everybody in here is getting swept up in Padre mania because it's Soto.
So it'll be surreal to watch Soto play here next weekend.
That will be kind of weird.
And I'll be interested to see how many people go to the game or games for that weekend. And Nats Park.
Well, I mean, the only real draw for the Nats now is Soto coming back to town.
Yeah, correct.
Like, why else would you go? And
you don't want to see Josh Palacios play?
Probably not. I'm going to guess most of the public does not want to go
see
that
person play.
Real quick,
from last night, and you know, if you're not interested in this second half or post-trade deadline part of the season in Major League Baseball, you know, you're just not a sports fan. Cakes isn't a sports fan. But the Mariners went to New York in a day game. I believe that was a 1 o'clock start. And Luis Castillo, who's the Mariners' new toy, who Drabby's going to love... All right, he was joning on him because he was a Reds pitcher, but he can throw the baseball.
Okay.
He's legit.
He can hurl it.
So he got a 6-0 lead top of the first because the Mariners pounded Cole in the first.
Right.
And they beat the Yankees 7-3 in his debut with the Mariners. So, Drabby, you will be watching Luis Castillo every time he takes the bump.
I'm sure.
He will be.
No way.
I didn't watch last night, but I am intrigued. He was electric.
It wasn't last night. It was a day game.
My
point is you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I don't have the MLB channel or the network or whatever the thing is to get all the Mariner games.
You don't have extra
No, but it was on TV last night. Or yesterday. It was on MLB Network. Orioles went to Texas and swept the Rangers.
Just a game and a half out of the wild card.
A game and a half out. One of the former Orioles, Trey Mancini, make his debut with the Astros yesterday or last night against the Red Sox. He hit a bomb. He played first base and hit a bomb for the Astros. So a lot of these new parts, these new pieces for the new teams, they did some damage yesterday. And it's going to be interesting to see. I'm actually rooting for the Orioles. I've never been an Orioles fan.
Ooh, look at this, Valdez. Look at this heel turn over here.
Hey, take away his Red Sox card.
I know. The Red Sox are just a game and a half back of the Orioles.
They're dead. They're dead.
500.
The Red Sox are dead.
That's one thing I'd never say as an Orioles fan. Oh, I'd root for the Red Sox.
Yankees.
I think it would be interesting. No, I would always root against the Yankees. I just think it's a great story. As a sports fan, as a baseball fan, it's a great story to see what the Orioles have done in one season. So I'm not an Orioles fan, believe me.
Right.
I just think it'll be interesting to see if they could get to that third wild card.
Do you think if it's like September 15th and they're where they are now, just a game and a half back of the wild card. They're going to regret trading Mancini and their closer.
I don't know. I mean, those were head scratchers considering they're in the playoff mix, but they got four pitchers for Lopez. So I don't know anything about those guys, those prospects that they got. But when you're in the mix, not like they were 10 games out and then you could start selling off pieces, but they felt like they had to get those four pitchers for Lopez. And what did Lopez do yesterday? Got a save for the Twins.
Coming up at 7 a.m., we'll hit the skins. We'll give you the latest from Commanders training camp. But next, is Cakes the only guy on the planet who doesn't know who Dude Perfect is? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So thankfully, the NFL returns tonight. You've got the Raiders and Jags.
Sweet.
Preseason game tonight. And
will we see Derek Carr? I already heard from one Jason Bishop.
Yes.
That we're not going to see Trevor Lawrence play.
I don't believe Lawrence or Etienne are playing. I'm not sure about other starters.
So Drab and I were going, Carr. Before the show started, Drab and I and Valdez were trying to figure out, like, depth charts and what wideouts are in Jacksonville, like fantasy nuggets, all these things. And then Drab just blurts out, he goes, I'm so envious of the Dude Perfect guys. Their lives are amazing. And I was like, who's Dude Perfect? And Drab Drabbed and
I'm surprised with two sons. You've never heard of Dude Perfect?
Well, grabbed and looked at me, and he looked at me like I landed a spaceship on his front yard in the middle of the night and woken up his twins and woke him up at like 2 in the morning. And I'd forgotten, like, then he explained to me that Dude Perfect is this group of dudes on YouTube who have a wildly popular YouTube channel, like Mr. Beast level popular, and that they're worth like $50 million. And then it kind of clicked in the back of my brain that they do wackadoo, like trick shots or whatever. Like,
that used to be their go-to.
That's all I know about them.
Didn't they recently play out at the Masters?
I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. I
think so.
Yes, they were invited to Augusta with Bryson DeChambeau, and they played frisbee golf.
We talked about that.
When I go on YouTube, it's very limited when I go to digest on YouTube. I'm either digesting pop punk playlists or poker vlogs.
Oh yeah,
that's all I go to YouTube for. Literally, it's all, or like if I need to fix something in my house that I feel like I can fix, mm-hmm. I'll type in how do I fix a garbage disposal, and if it looks like something I can do, I might grasp. That's the only stuff I go to YouTube for.
So are they going to be involved in the NFL package
apparently
now?
It's going to be like a Thursday night alternate stream featuring the dudes from Dude Perfect.
So they're doing the Manning cast type bit.
I guess.
Alternate broadcast.
Like on Amazon. I think they're doing it on Amazon because Amazon now has the rights.
For young people that are into Dude Perfect, how many followers they have or subscribers they have on YouTube? I'm going to guess...
Millions.
He's the Dude Perfect.
I'm going to guess. 58 million.
Yeah, I was going to say easily over 10 million. They have 58 million.
Well, they've been around. So, look, I'm not no Dude Perfect fan. I'm watching their videos on YouTube, Cakes, but I'm aware of who they are. And I know that they're very popular with preteens and,
well,
you know,
right. I'm surprised.
And all that kind
Brendan,
of
to me, that's like the age group that would be into Dude Perfect.
Yeah, he's not. That's not. To my knowledge, that's not something.
I bet
he's
you at
into.
Least he's aware.
Oh, I'm sure he's aware, but I don't think he's just watching their videos all day.
I don't know.
I can't believe these guys are still this popular. Because I remember when they went to Texas A&M and they were shooting like hoop shots off the last row of the stadium and making it, and they were just kind of like a novelty that was making its round on the internet. Now they're worth $50 million. You should see their office, their headquarters. It looks like. It's like the size of Cap One.
Yeah, it's massive.
And it's just all like sports stuff.
Yeah, it's just
for
crazy.
Them to goof around all day.
I'm watching this. I think this is Dude Perfect.
That's Dude Perfect, yeah.
Hitting ping pong balls with like their shoe or their hat or bigger paddles.
I mean, it's just.
Look, they've still
or skateboard.
Look, here's where I'll credit them.
I mean, that they get some $50 million.
They're still finding content.
What is wrong with this world?
I don't know. Good for them. I'm glad they're making oodles of money. It's just, it's not something I'm going to go to YouTube for.
Dude,
I just,
my kids
type in Dude Perfect.
I think
in
I said this.
Bar.
I think I said this on the air. The only celebrity that we saw, the only so-called celebrity we saw when we went to Atlantis, was a YouTuber.
Right.
I'd never heard of him. His bit was he survived on a penny for a month and delivered it to Mr. Beast.
Okay.
He had well over 10 million followers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. My kids could have had, if Ryan Gosling was in line in front of them, mm-hmm. and that little blonde boy YouTuber who was like 21 was there, they would look at Ryan Gosling and just think he was a dad.
Right. Yeah.
And they would look at that YouTuber and go, that's a celebrity.
Correct. Right.
I went to dinner with my nieces and my daughter, and they were asking her about TikTok and stuff. But all they were talking about were other TikTokers and YouTubers. So it's a perfect play for the young audience.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's plugged into Dude Perfect right now, but you know how we talked about baseball being challenged, that the younger demographic isn't into baseball as much? Mm-hmm. So really, 20 years from
That's
now, baseball is going to have a problem, is that if you can get in on some popular YouTubers that people are checking out, I think that grows the audience, not just now, but into the future.
Well,
I think it's a smart play.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be similar to, think of, I'm guessing they're just going to be like sitting on couches. They're not like calling the game or anything. They're just goofing around and just like this show would be if we was watching a game and
like
commenting on it.
Sweet!
Yeah, like the ESPN alternate cast during the college football championship.
Yeah.
It's similar to what they're doing with Nickelodeon.
during the playoffs where they put a stream on Nickelodeon with all the
slime.
They
have a slime game. Yeah, of course.
They're grooming their audience.
Yeah.
To be obsessed with the NFL.
They want the like 14-year-olds that grew up on SpongeBob to start watching the NFL. It's what they want.
Well, I know you'll find this shocking, but I had no idea who Dude Perfect was. I didn't know the name. I know you talked about him going to play at Augusta playing frisbee golf, so I remember that. But no, I would not watch the stream of Dude Perfect calling a game. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now, if I had an 18-year-old son, I'm sure he would. But I don't.
Yeah.
And there's no way my daughters are going to watch.
I'm going to watch the stream with whoever's calling the game. That's done. Now it's just the way I'm used to watching football.
Does Cakes know who's calling the game?
Hold on.
On the main channel.
Wait a second. Amazon.
On Amazon. Thursday night.
There's been a lot of flux with announcers moving around. It's a great question, though. I need to get up on this. Can you give me a hint?
Well,
is Al calling it?
Al Michaels
and wait. Oh, Troy Aikman went to Amazon, correct?
Oh,
I botched
Kirk Herbstreit.
Herbie.
Okay. So it's Al Michaels and Kirk
Herbstreit. Herbstreit's filthy rich now because of Amazon. Well, he was making money.
Bulletin, he was already filthy rich.
He was, yeah. I mean, he was probably making $5 million over with ESPN, but now he's filthy rich.
Yeah. Because those guys they can now command like $15 million plus per season.
Right.
Or more.
So, yeah, but that's interesting. People just love Dude Perfect. Drabby loves Dude Perfect.
He certainly does. 800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line Thursday. You can give us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We do have a caller. Let's go to Alexander on line one. Alexander, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well. How are you?
What's up?
First of all, let me say, I love y'all to death, man. My clock is set for 6 o'clock in the morning. The alarm go off. My TV come on, and I'm with y'all.
We do. Don't forget to turn on the radio every now and then.
I do the radio, too.
Okay.
But my thing is, how come y'all don't cover the Mystics that much, man? They're a sports team. I know it's from all women, but if I'm not mistaken, they're the last professional sports team we have in the city that brought home a championship trophy, man.
You're probably right. Alexander, plus or minus 1,000, I will give you a prize if you can tell me the average attendance at Mystics games this year.
Someone said 2,000.
It's actually more than that. It's about 3,900. I was about to give you some Zach Brown tickets. But that's really why we don't talk about them that much. First of all, none of us really follow them.
Correct.
They're not that popular. 4,000, so they won a championship. Mm. And they can't even get 4,000 fans per game?
Well, Alexander, most of the people that listen to the show just aren't into women's hoops. And I'm a huge sports fan. And I respect that I think they're hot. They've like won six of seven. And Deladon. I met Deladon at the Bahamas when she was in college. I knew who Deladon was before anybody in the country.
You were tip of the spear. I give you credit there.
Before Gino.
Yeah, before Gino.
Is she taller than you, Donk?
She's close.
Yeah, she's giant.
Yeah, she's probably 6'5"-ish. Yeah, she's close.
No, but I'll be honest with Alexander. Here's the real reason why we don't talk about the Mystics. Our job is to get ratings. That's plain and simple. And if we talked a lot of Washington Mystics, we would not get any ratings.
But Alexander, if they won a WNBA championship, we would give them props.
Yeah, certainly.
We're just not going to talk about them, you know, after, you know, post game.
We're not going to break down their offensive sets.
Yeah, we're just not going to do it.
And trust me, there are plenty of other sports that we just don't cover because they're just not very mainstream.
Okay, I'm still with y'all, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I
was just kidding.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Did they play last night? Did they play last night?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even watch.
You don't even watch?
He wants us to talk about
that. That's hypocritical.
He doesn't know.
Alexander.
I'm just curious, man. I mean, it's a sports station, man. And they is the last team that brought us a championship, you know.
What about the Washington Spirit?
Thank you, Alexander. We appreciate you calling.
Commander's Park yesterday.
He loses a little bit of credibility.
Now, if he would have said, yeah, they played the Las Vegas Aces last night and beat them by 10 and Deladon at 22.
If you give us that skinny, then.
But he didn't even watch. Right. He doesn't even watch. He doesn't care.
All right. Well, got to take a break. When we come back, we will give you the latest skinny from Commanders training camp as we hit the skins next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.